Showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts later on. A couple of storms could be on the strong side, possibly severe limits. High temperature up to about 73. Tonight's low 63. And you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Good to have. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. High 77. We'll be near 80 on Friday. Maybe a couple of thunderstorms around. And then low 80s Saturday. Could be some stronger storms, I think, by Saturday evening, Saturday night, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery fire officials say a 41-year-old man was found inside a burning home in the 3900 block of Princeton Road around 10 o'clock Saturday night. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Prattville police say two people are dead after an apparent murder-suicide at an assisted living facility. Police Chief Mark Thompson says it appears that an 86-year-old man shot and killed his 89-year-old wife at the Hickory Hill Assisted Living Facility before turning the gun on himself. And the Montgomery County School Board voted against a contract for charter school conversions Tuesday. Board members say they had only 36 hours to review hundreds of pages of documents in the contract. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, up to $1,800 off. Fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
At Marguerite's, we've been designing and crafting custom jewelry for four generations. It's an art for master jewelers. There's really no room for error. It doesn't matter how big the diamond is. You don't expect anything less than perfection. What matters is quality, beauty, and value. After all these decades, your engagement ring is still our greatest pride. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump is denying a New York Times report that he tried to interfere with the federal investigation of his one-time personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
I am going to run for president.
Senator Bernie Sanders officially jumps into the race for the White House.
The two brothers at the heart of the Jussie Smollett investigation met with prosecutors, a possible sign of increasing legal peril for Smollett.
Legendary designer Karl Lagerfeld died in Paris at 85. The scare at SeaWorld in San Diego. 16 people, including a baby, were trapped on several gondolas for 4 hours. 50-mile-per-hour winds may have tripped a circuit breaker, rescuers lowering passengers onto boats.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was back on the bench at the Supreme Court, the 85-year-old returning for oral arguments for the first time since surgery for lung cancer.
A massive winter storm.
It's expected to bring snow and a wintry mix to more than 100 million people.
Travel concerns very high through the majority of the country.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Let's bring in Mr. Mayor himself, Todd Strange. Todd, how you doing?
Man, I tell you what, the river is flowing. The fire hose started yesterday morning.
I mean, how high is it up?
I tell you what, well, no, I'm talking about on me.
Oh, you.
You know I've been gone for the previous week.
Oh, and, yeah.
I got back and tried to get all squared away Monday, which was President's Day, but it started Monday afternoon. They didn't let up. But
man.
It's good to be back. This weather is a lot different than I'm used to, but maybe we can get through this and get some decent weather going. I tell you what, we're just wet.
It is
going
to be 80 degrees on Friday, 81 on Saturday.
I mean, that's a sickness waiting to happen right there.
Let's talk Montgomery. My good friend Randy is leaving the Chamber of Commerce as president. Anna Buckley is going to be taking charge of it. Are there going to be any other changes that are going to happen at the Chamber?
I suspect, along the way, you're going to have one or two that'll do that. There's a really good team there.
Stand with Ellen McNair.
Ellen and Dawn Hathcock and Meg and Laura McClendon now and Cherie Stokes. Those are and Joe Green. I mean, there's a good cadre. It just so happens they're all females, mm-hmm. except Joe Green. But we're making some really good progress there, particularly in the technology area and the travel arena. But I suspect that from a standpoint of Anna being there, I don't know that she'll bring a chief of staff in, but I think she might bring some administrative people. I'll tell you, the person that's really always been impressive to me, and I've known her since my days with ADO and with the governor, is Sharon Rose. Sharon mm-hmm. is just, she's so connected to the entire community, and she's really been on the education front and also kind of the workforce development front. So she's a big clog in that way. I think she probably will take on a bit more responsibility as we go forward.
Let's talk about the technology in downtown
yeah.
and some of the things that are going on with that. I saw the announcement. WSFA didn't do a lot of in-depth reporting on that. Can you give the audience kind of the what is really going to be there?
Right.
How far would this internet access extend?
Yeah. The original game plan was to take it from the Capitol down Dexter, then down Commerce to the river with smart lighting and smart parking and all of the things that would go into what we call a smart city,
right.
cameras and things like that. We ran into a bit of a difficulty because we only 3 or 4 years ago replaced all the poles along Dexter because of the big project, $6.8 million project. So we really kind of pushed back on that, but focused on Commerce Street. While we've got the capability and will have smart poles that allow us to up and down the lights and put in the cameras and things like that, the first phase, well, actually it's the second phase, to have Wi-Fi all the way from the Capitol all the way down to the train said to the Union Station, and then off of that one block over, and that's
on each side,
on
one
each
block
side,
over,
right?
Okay.
And that's going to be able, but there are, you can jump some because of some technology that's already in place, our equipment's already in place. But essentially, you can have Wi-Fi anywhere there. We can have smart lighting anywhere there. We can have smart parking anywhere there.
Let's talk about the smart parking. This is where you're going to be able to use an app on your phone.
There are three options for us right now. We've got each of those parking meters that you can use a credit card in.
I saw
$750
that.
A head. And we've got about 1,000 parking spaces. So that gets a pretty big expense.
Man, they don't want Cool Hand Luke to take the screw off the top of those bad boys.
But what we're going to do is to select one of three, and I think that'll get done here in the next week or so, where you can have an app. And when you get in your car to come downtown, you'll be able to access the app and geofencing know where they're parking available. And then when you get in the range and get there to park, then you can be able to access that to pay online, things like that. And so when you leave it, it's going to reorient itself to the fact it's free.
That is going to be great because it was one of my biggest problems. I'll go to Wenzel's to do the oysters and the beer happy hour.
And you're out in 30 minutes.
and I'm trying to find a parking place. And knowing where one is would be very, very helpful.
Yeah, the big question is we can install a dot in every meter at some expense and have individual parking, or we can geofence it in a half a block area. I think we'll probably start with the geofencing the half a block area.
I assume that the parking is going to go up if that is the case.
You know, I said, you know, we got a 15-minute, I was thinking about the fine, we got a 15-minute, $15 fine if you're over parking. Maybe we raise it to 20, a real deterrent, and use some of that money then to use this for technology. I don't think we'll do that. I don't know that parking will go up. We just got to cost it out and see how many in this, what we call a living lab area, where every piece of technology will end up into an open data opportunity.
Well, from doing a little homework.
With cameras. You know, you talk about the shot spotters. You're talking about being able to see what's going on. If we went back to an entertainment district, we wouldn't have to have 50 police officers there. We might have to have 5, and then you'd be able to see through Star Watch what's going on and be able to respond to some of those kinds of things.
Going back to the parking meter, the one I looked at in Atlanta, it said basically what you do is you just go in and do your phone on the meter, and then it's just tracking your time.
Yeah.
So you just have to get out of there within 2 hours.
Yeah, well, the ones I've seen do not do it on the meter itself. That you could, I think that's the $750 one, but we've got 1100 totally. I think we only have something like 250 that's got
credit card
credit card capability, but you'll be able to pay through your app in the sky.
But you're not doing where I'm putting in a quarter for 30 minutes. You're just letting it sit there, but it'll time you out after 2 hours.
That's correct, or 1 hour or 30 minutes or whatever.
So as soon as you move, that's when it reorients it and bills you for it.
Right, which allows us to get a bit more revenue, truthfully.
Let's talk about gas tax.
Yep.
And
which one?
Well, do you have a seat at the table talking about, because this bill is coming along.
Right.
And I'll talk to you off mic about some people that you may need to talk to. Are you sitting down with them at the table to see what the division is going to be on this?
Yes. The League of Municipalities and the County Commission, at the governor's request and insistence, sat down last week to try to come to some resolution along with the chief of staff, and even had the governor in. And there were a couple of conference calls with the League leadership and with the Big Five, which is the five big mayors, to talk about the division of the issue. And the way it is today is whatever the state gets, half, whatever comes to the locals, I should say, 90% of that goes to the counties. 10% comes to the cities. And so what we've been able to negotiate with them is going from 10% to 25%. And so the local money, which if it's at 12 cents, 8 will go to the state because they need that for ports, they need that for interstate projects and things like that, like 65, 85, Northern, every city's got the big one. And then 4 cents would come to the cities and the counties, and that would be divided 75-25, and there's going to be another $10 million pot that would be available for everyone, but as a general statement, some of the larger communities would be in a better position to grant for those.
So I had Paige, who was kind of heading up this project in on studio, was that yesterday? Gosh, that was yesterday. For example, the Norman Bridge Road Bridge that's out. Would that be a county or would that be you?
That's a county situation. It's not a state. It's a county situation. That's kind of a long story. At the end of the day, it was traded under a previous county administration, even before I was there, for 2002, to get, I believe, Taylor Road four-laned. And the state gave that bridge to the county with the agreement that they would pay 10% of the maintenance fee. Then when it had to be maintained at a couple of million-dollar level, it was deemed not to be worth fixing it. And so the decision was made at the county level not to repair but to close it off. That was done by the time I was, by the time I was getting there. I doubt that that would ever be redone because it cannot be rehabilitated. It had to be redone, and that would be a county function.
So how much would it cost to have it redone?
I had to guess,
$10 million.
Yeah, I was going to say in the 10 range or more. But I will say this. There are a lot of roads that need to be paved. The counties need roads. They need farm-to-market roads. Alpha is very interested in farm-to-market roads.
Right.
Hopefully, Alpha is also interested in the city roads because, I mean, you got to use the cities to, you know, get to where you're going along the way. So it's going to be not an easy feat to even get any tax passed. But we hadn't had anything since '92. But you know, we'd love to have had more. But at the end of the day, for Montgomery, Alabama, we will end up with about $2.4 million additional dollars.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Bar Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, Mayor, how you doing?
Well, we're doing fine. Been moving around a good little bit, trying to make sure that the city keeps running.
Well, about the gas tax, there's no way that we as citizens know that anybody's going to spend any money on it to make the city function better.
I disagree on the technology. We can have that conversation.
I know you do. Technology. Everybody loves technology today, but I mean, it's a lot of money, and you know, you guys can't even get the lights flashing on yellow downtown. It takes 10 minutes to go through downtown with no traffic. And I just don't see how, is there any way we would have guaranteed that this money would actually be spent on roads and infrastructure and not something else?
Yeah.
That's what we're all skeptical about.
Yep.
And I'll hang up and let you answer.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mayor.
I appreciate that. That's a valid concern. We've had that conversation. What I said was we need to make a contract with the people that we get X dollars and this is what we're going to pave. We've got a 10-year paving plan in the city, but those are from our own funds.
Right.
And sometimes we use those for matching. It's a perfect example of a match. North Court Street. That's about a $6 million project, and we're paying 20% of that. So we could use that money that come from the state for that particular match and save our money to pave the streets within the neighborhoods. And we've got a $3 million program in place there. And in the neighborhoods, it takes about $100,000 a mile to pave because you got curbs and you got gutters and you got sidewalks, things like that. Our big argument with the rural versus the municipality is more people live in the city and the expenditure to replace a road in an urban area is a lot more than it is in the rural area. Generally, you're four lane, you got curbs, you got gutters in the rural, but there are a lot of additional mileage in the rural areas, particularly outside of the big city.
Okay, well, in what county assets are within the city limits that would fall under roads?
As a general statement, if it's in the city limits, it's city. If it's in the outside of the city limits, it would be county. It would be county.
Really interesting to look at the number of miles that are outside.
I can tell you in Montgomery, Alabama, county of Montgomery, 65%, it may be 62, it may be 66, but let's just say 65% of the lane miles are within the municipality of Montgomery. But that's not.
But are they your responsibility?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you're including.
Not including state roads.
And not including 231 and all that.
That didn't include 231, doesn't include the bypass, doesn't include the interstates. That's what the cities are responsible for, the Carter Hill roads of the world.
Right.
The Court Streets, the Zelda roads. Those are city streets. But we use state funds as a general statement to do those matches through MPO. Those major projects come through the Metropolitan Metropolitan Planning Organization that each of us have access to.
Well, Red Time does bring up a very valid point, and that is, I hope something is written into this legislation. And
well,
that,
let me tell you why.
Basically, earmarks this.
There's no issue. It is earmarked. What you don't want to have happen is every senator and every representative get their mark on that dollar that's going to go, because John Cooper is smart enough to know what he's got to do at the state level, and we're smart enough to know what we got to do at the city and the county level. And so that money is not going to go for police officers, although we need money for police officers. That's going to go for paving, because we've got more paving than we got dollars to do.
When is the new hotel going to turn dirt up in Cottage up at Cottage Hill?
Well, how about April of last year?
Okay.
The latest is we just got last week, or maybe it was the week before, a new set of plans addressing some of the water and fire concerns that were up there. They've sent a plan in, and it's now going through the approval process within the city.
Let me make sure I've got the timing right, because you said that they had submitted a plan several months ago. What you did is you gave it back to them, and somebody had some concerns about it?
Yes, and nobody addressed them for 8 months. And we asked them again in late December what's the status, what's going on. They came back to us. I had a nice note from the president of Syscon, who owns the property, that they were going to submit some plans. Those plans have now been resubmitted. There's not significant changes that were addressed the previous time. When you're going to put a restaurant, bar, lounge at the ninth floor, kind of different things change from a fire standpoint.
Oh, absolutely, particularly being the home of Dale Spinhouse.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I don't think we think about that necessarily, but from that standpoint. But I think my expectation, my hope is in the April-May time frame, we will be in a position for them to start.
Newstalk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, Mayor Todd Strange in the house, 272-9228. Question, comment, viewpoint. We'll be right back.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Snow, sleet, or freezing rains making it hard to get around today for millions of people from the Midwest to the North Atlantic.
A lot of times they're sliding off in the roadway, in a ditch, into guardrails, barrier walls, and things like that, and a lot of those objects don't move.
Indiana State Trooper Chris Hansen there. More than 2,000 flights are canceled, the most in and out of Chicago, D.C., Philadelphia, and the New York area. There's heavy rain with flooding possible in the deep south. President Trump wants money back from California for a now downsized rail project.
The president tweeting, send the federal government back the billions of dollars wasted. The tweet coming a day after the Transportation Department announced its intention to cancel nearly $1 billion in pending funding for California's long-planned high-speed train. The Trump administration will also attempt to recover $2.5 billion in past federal grants for the project.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another day we'll be watching the radar carefully. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts later on. A couple of storms could be on the strong side, possibly severe limits. High temperature up to about 73. Tonight's low 63. And you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Good to have. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. High 77. We'll be near 80 on Friday. Maybe a couple of thunderstorms around. And then low 80. Saturday could be some stronger storms, I think, by Saturday evening, Saturday night, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mayor Todd Strange in the house, talking City of Montgomery and what's happening.
Tell you what, this weekend is big. Mardi Gras and cook-offs and wine tastings, and I mean, if you want to have, it's going to be happening.
Downtown. Wine tasting downtown?
Yeah, that's what somebody told me today.
Where's Ken? He always calls me when he's
here. You need to get on him. It may be a private group.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
But there's a cook-off and the Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
We're going to for Friday night from about 5 o'clock till Saturday night at 6. Authorize the entertainment district there on Commerce Street in that quadrant only for all of the festivities that are going to be going on. There's going to be staging through there. There's no parking on Commerce Street from Bibb to Tallapoosa so that they can build the stage and have a nice hamburger bust on the Commerce Street.
So. I like that. 272-9228, if you have a question, comment, or viewpoint. Let's talk police. Let's talk about celebratory fire.
Yep.
And those are some pretty strong rules on that thing.
Good enough for prostitution. Ought to be good enough for celebratory gunfire. That's the same penalty for prostitution.
Is it?
It's a misdemeanor, but first offense, 7 days incarceration.
Man. The... how has anything happened, and has there been any other celebratory gunfires that I haven't heard about?
Well, no, not celebratory gunfire. I mean, there's gunfire going off some other time other than just celebratory gunfire. But, you know, as you looked at that ordinance, it was pretty plain vanilla. It's a misdemeanor. You're going to be fined up to $500, and that's about it. It didn't call out specifically celebratory gunfire, just... discharge.
Gunfire.
Just discharge. And so now that we have celebratory in there and we do have the mandatory incarceration and Star Watch, that's the biggie. Because now if somebody calls you and says, hey, there's gunfire in my neighborhood and I don't know exactly where it's coming in, but this is where I live, then from Star Watch, we can activate cameras that are in that particular area, either public cameras or cameras that are private that we now have permission to do. We have over 1,000 cameras that are up and running right now, and we'll be able to pinpoint. Now, if we see somebody on their front porch shooting fireworks or pistols, we can't go make the arrest based on that facial recognition, but we sure can go knock on the door and see if there are any other warrants and say, hey, okay, I know where you live, and you know,
we're gonna keep an eye on you.
Yeah, exactly.
But the driving around during special events such as Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, that is going to be the way you're trying to tap us down. A presence of law enforcement.
Yeah, blue lighting, going around to make sure that neighborhoods see. Again, let's go to New Year's Eve. We had probably 45, maybe 50 officers in downtown Montgomery because we were going to have the big event in downtown. Of course, it rained and everything, and a lot of behaviorists say the reason that there's so much this year was everybody had been cooped up in the house for a while, and they were cooped up that night. But we may not have, I'm not going to be the one to make the decision, but we may not have a citywide New Year's Eve event and take those same officers and deploy those to the neighborhoods and have them walking around the neighborhood to be just a precautionary, just to be a deterrent to out there. I'd hate for that decision to have to be made, but, you know, you can't have a police officer on every corner in the street in the city of Montgomery.
But as I have learned, the possibility of a cruiser coming around the corner where you're doing something wrong is a deterrent.
And a camera that can see you. I believe the camera itself is 50 officers. Just right there at Star Watch is 50 officers. We now, what we call, have virtual patrol. Because you don't know what camera.
Right.
We've got 22 intersection cameras hooked up today. We've got over 1,000 cameras from businesses and street cameras, residential. I just signed up today, or was in the process of signing up, my security camera at my home. Outside. Not inside. But outside, so that if something happened in my neighborhood, Star Watch, if I was to call 911, Star Watch then can see what's going on in my neighborhood through my camera.
How does someone sign up for that if they want to?
You call the police department. Do you have a number?
They got
241-2532. You got to have the ISP.
30 or 36?
32. Okay. You got to have the ISP address, and once they have that ISP address and a consent form, then they can do that.
Interesting. Let's talk about police force. Where are we? Where are our numbers?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you that the good news is we have some good technology. Bad news is with the new class that's coming in, we're going to be at that 480 range, 482.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But I read an article in Mobile.
Yes.
Professor talking about what's going on down there.
They only have 440 officers, and they've got a bigger territory to cover than we do. Everybody's having, it's a nationwide problem. Nationwide problem. I did a study. I wish I'd have brought it. I didn't do a study. I asked our people to look at the last 7 years for
the big five?
Departures.
Oh,
just for the city of Montgomery. It's averaging about 60. And so what
it's an attrition factor.
Yeah, it's an attrition because of, we're here because of our retirement, because there are other law enforcement opportunities in the capital city. People are getting their 20 or 25 years, retiring at 60, 65,000, going to be able to get 30 or 40,000 and go get a job at 60. So they enhancing their take-home pay and their lifestyle by doing that. And we're going to RSA summertime.
Summertime.
April 1 is when they'll be ready for us, maybe 30, 60 days after that. And that's going then put us on the same retirement as with other law enforcement. Now, whether that's going to increase or decrease movement, I'm not sure. It just depends.
I've talked to somebody about this. The problem is, if you're part of the RSA and an officer's making $36,000 a year and they can go become part of the Capitol Police at $42,000 a year, that's a pretty good deal, and you're making more money, but your retirement's staying with you.
Yeah, right. But today, if you make say you got 20 years and say you're making $50,000, you can retire at 40 with, I mean, any age at with 20 years, and you can immediately
take
get
that retirement,
your retirement and get the next one. Now, that changed in 2010, 2011, because we were going off the deep end,
right.
And so any people hired from them can still retire at the 25 years, but you got to wait to 58 or something like that before you can actually get your retirement.
Let's talk about revenues. How are the revenues doing?
We're good. We're up right at 3% year to date. That'd be 4 months, I guess. December wasn't as strong. You've probably seen nationally. Sales tax was actually, I think sales tax was down. And if it had not been for the internet revenue, that's a whole other subject I'd like to talk about. We might have been flat, but we were up a bit. But yesterday we had a really, really strong the November time frame, first of the...
other reports I've read is that what happened is the shopping started earlier, yeah. And so you had big
that.
Numbers
we saw
in
that.
November.
Yeah, we saw that.
October.
February is always a dicey month. I mean, it's 28 days or whatever it is, and you'd really never know. But what continues to be strong is new rope, is our
rooms.
Lodging tax. Yeah, lodging tax continues to be up 20-25%.
I want to go back to that. Let's talk about the internet tax. What is your revenue stream on that, and what do you project it to be? Because I was reading some very interesting reports that they're actually looking at the sales volume for this increasing by 50% within 3 years.
Well, ours, under the projections that we have going from voluntary to mandatory, and I think mandatory what started in January of this year, we were enjoying, the state is enjoying about a 30%. The state gets there, 4%, and then the counties and the cities were sharing the other 4%. We get 60 of that, the counties get 40 of that. That would have been like the number we'd like to have had in the other deal.
Yeah,
but we're getting 60 and we're getting 40. So our number was like $700,000-$800,000. We've now gone from 30 to 70 to 120 to 150. And so we're now not only taxing the internet seller, but the warehouser that goes to, like, if you go to Amazon, but Amazon doesn't stock it, they have to go to somebody else to get it. Now you get taxed all the way back to the source of that. And that's where the revenue at that $150 million statewide. And so what is going to happen is if you do the numbers, that's about a 5 times the number that we're going to enjoy. And at our number, because we we've got 3.5 cent sales tax. So we're generally going to be parity with the other. Now, Mobile's not because they're at 5%. Huntsville's not because they're at 4.5%. So our number is probably going to be in the $1.5 to $2 million range.
When you go through and look at it 3 years from now, what do you think it's going to be?
Well, it depends on what the internet sales do and how it keeps on going. I mean, it right now, what is internet sales? Probably 12% of the entire selling stream. What would it be in 5 years?
It's growing like crazy.
Would it be 20%?
Yeah, I mean, it's growing.
Well, that's why that we're also, it's SSUT, it's a simplified sales use and tax, where the league and the municipality and the government, we want to go from 8 to 9%. The state went in when it mandated was at 8%. They kept their 4, and they gave the cities and the counties the haircut. And so what's happening is brick and mortar suffer a 2% penalty. They're disadvantaged by two cents. So what we're trying to do is to go from 8 to 9. State keeps its 4, because that's what they've been getting all along. That's what they get brick and mortar as well. And then let the locals share the 5 cents on a 60-40 basis.
Let's talk lodging and new hotels. The old Waterworks building, when will that be converted?
Talked just yesterday to John Tampa. John Tampa is the developer, did the Hampton Inns, got some properties around the Hyundai exit, and also has got DoubleTree. He is going to finish in the May time frame for his Spring Hill Suites, the old furniture store, Bishop right. Parker.
Okay.
The minute he finishes that,
he's down the
street. That same force goes to the Murphy House. And so May, June is when he will start the Murphy House. That will not be as extensive because it's not being as many rooms, and he doesn't have to gut the whole property. So this time next year, I think he'll be in that property as well. The other one, Jay Kaiser, he would like to have been done in December, January. It's probably going to be the April time frame as well.
What have you decided on the bed and breakfast and Airbnb?
Yeah. We did a ordinance last night that puts Airbnb in the category of being able to do lodging taxes, and we have a understanding and a to-be-inked agreement with Airbnb on a voluntary basis, just like they have in a couple of other cities, maybe Tuscaloosa, where they will collect the lodging tax for us and remit it to us. So probably that will get in place in the March time frame. So I would suspect May, June is when those revenues come. It's not a big number at all.
It's only about
250 Airbnbs. Because if you're over nine, you're into a lodging situation anyway.
If someone does not have a business license in the state in Montgomery, but they're conducting business, say, out of their truck and selling things, who should somebody call or contact?
The revenue, just call the finance department, call the main number and get to the finance department. The revenue department, we've got about nine people that just go around looking for business license, checking business license. If regardless of whether you're brick and mortar or mobile or whatever, if you're going to do business in Montgomery, you got to have a business license.
We had a run-in with somebody that I was talking about, my client, Fresh Market, and we were talking about ribs and the different things they had for sale. Well, somebody heard about it. They brought up a truck, put it in the Fresh Market parking lot, and they were selling ribs and Boston butts out of it using my name.
Wow.
That's gutsy.
How was the profit?
No profit sharing for me.
That would be something that we would go take care of. Now, is that
211
well
call?
Well, no, not 211, and it's not even 311. It would be just call the main city number. I'm not sure exactly what the number is.
But even during the weekends,
ask for the revenue. That's probably not.
So I text you, in other words.
Yeah, right. Like everybody
so you
else does. Right. Or Reed Ingram. He used to be the one to be able to text me along the way. Because, see, if you're on private property, that's trespassing. So you would get them gone because of trespass. Unless, in the case you just talked about, Aronoff gave them permission.
Oh, no.
I know the answer to that one. Unless they leased the space. You know, and that's the big issue on the food trucks that are around. You know, we've got some designations. Yes, but we got some designations from where they can be. You can't be within the front door of a brick-and-mortar place with a food truck competing with the restaurant right in there. You got to be away from it some distance. I don't remember.
We're doing some food trucks here,
and that's good.
That is
really good. But there are some designated places that you can have your food truck, particularly around the Capitol. That's where the big volume is.
Let me go to a break, Mayor John. Hang on for me. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock?
or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment of the Dan Morris Show. Time flies.
I know, when you're having fun, it's a better buy at Brubaker Motors. Here's your bypass and Prattville location. Come on, see Dick Brubaker, Don Ricker. Tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to John. John has a question for the mayor. John, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
All right. How are you guys doing today?
Just having a hunk of a time.
In other words, he's not enjoying it.
I had a question, actually, about the celebratory law with the gunfire and everything.
Yes, sir.
What I want to know is, like, if I'm out in the backyard and we've got everything set up, you know, precautionary wise, take all the right cautions and everything like that, you know, we're not allowed to shoot our gun, you know, at a homemade range in the back. Even if it's safe and everything like that, we can't, shoot a gun.
Are you in the city limits?
In the city limits.
Yeah. Discharge of weapons are illegal in the city of Montgomery.
Okay. All right. That's what I kind of thought that, but we weren't sure, so we're going to take it and have it moved out to Prattville. I do appreciate it, though.
Prattville's got the same issue, frankly.
We're in the county in Prattville.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then, as long as you're outside the city limits, you're okay. Yep, exactly. I don't know of any city you can shoot a weapon.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
Let's go to Tommy B. Tommy B., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Back to the celebratory gunfire. If you're talking about catching them on camera and stuff, you say you can't arrest them. Is that true?
That is correct. Misdemeanors cannot be. You can with the felony, and that doesn't mean we might test that. Mobile has been kind of the frontier spear on this, but they've not tested that misdemeanor side of the equation. We won't do that immediately. We got to get used to it, and we got to see, you know, how really significant it is. But misdemeanors, you've got to witness it in person by a law enforcement officer, a sworn officer. That's why we have so much trouble about litter, so much trouble about noise ordinances and things like that. You've actually got to witness it.
Well, let me ask you this, and you're talking about actual witnesses. How do you go about catching somebody on a convenience store robbery or whatever when they're on film, on camera? I mean, can't you arrest them for probable cause? Can't you test them for gunshot residue? I mean, what are we waiting on, Mayor?
That's a felony.
Yeah, that's a felony.
Well, I mean, what are we going to wait till somebody gets killed? I mean, bullets don't care who they kill.
Well,
if they get shot, they're going to come down somewhere.
Well, then you're talking to the wrong person, because that's...
As soon as they kill somebody, then it's a felony.
That's the state issue there about the whether it's felony or misdemeanor. But the difference is, misdemeanors, you have to witness. Felonies, you can use all electronic devices.
With the gunshots and people getting shot every other day in Montgomery and killed just about every other day.
That's not true. We've had seven. And we're, 45 days, so that's not every other day. But we got too many. I'll acknowledge that. But I just said we may test that in court.
All right, let me ask you this.
Real quick.
I set out a good bit on my patio at night. Do you not hear the gunshots in this town?
I do not personally, but I know that they're there. As a matter of fact, I had a call last night for some gunshots from a friend of mine, and we were on it, and I think we might have made an arrest.
What part of town?
Not mine.
Mine?
No.
Well, I mean, not everybody has a police station around your neighborhood that everybody,
It wasn't in my neighborhood. No, it's across town, actually, and... But anyway, if you're trying to tell me we got gunfire, some of it's celebratory, some of it's not, I'll acknowledge that.
Well, I mean, I live on the east side. I mean, I can hear over in Dalrata, Montgomery East. I mean, the Bone Road, Carriage Hills. I mean, you sit outside some night and just listen. And you
would
think, something needs to be done about it.
Okay. I've just lifted several things. Number one, on the celebratory side, we're going to have roving blue lights, patrols, things like that. We've got the camera.
That's
right. But we got cameras. I just talked about the camera system that we've got. If somebody calls in and gives us some close area where it is, and we can access cameras in that area, then all of a sudden we're able to identify those. What we really find is that somebody will call 911 and say, gunfire is in my neck of the woods. It's a neighbor down the street. Well, who is it? Where is it? Well, I don't want to get involved in that. So then we come out there and nothing's happening, and so obviously we cannot do it. If you know who's doing it, you can swear out a warrant against them.
I know that. I mean, making a felony to begin with. I mean,
I'm sorry. I don't have the authority to do that. I don't have that authority. That's
Tommy,
you're being, that's the legislature.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, you're closer to the people in the legislature than I am.
Well, I promise you, Second Amendment will get in the way of that one.
Tommy B., thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. Wow.
So it's frustrating because, I'd love to say, hey, we're going to throw him in jail, throw away the key. But I don't make the law about whether it's a misdemeanor or whether it's a felony or not. I think it's terrible that somebody being a prostitute's a misdemeanor. But if it's good enough for being a prostitute, it's good enough for being gunfire.
I've never heard that slogan before, but I like that.
That was a Kim Fell slogan.
I like that.
That's how she came up with it. I said, come up with the penalty. She said, good enough for prostitution, good enough for gunfire.
That is great. That is great. Anything big about to happen in Montgomery other than Monday?
This weekend, I was going to say, this weekend. You know, we've got a ton of people in town right now. We got sheriffs and police officers. We've got Alpha having a big event downtown. We've got lots of basketball going on. We got two regional tournaments here. We were able to bring one from South Alabama. One's playing at Garrett Coliseum. The other's playing over at ASU. Tons of people in town. Lots of money is being spent. Revenue is flowing, and we're trying to make it as safe as possible.
Is the update of Garrett Coliseum still in the works?
A continuing conversation with the state to see how they might join us in spending about $10 or $12 million to put some of the best lipstick you possibly could, making it a pig into a nice cow or something like that. Well,
and with air conditioning.
Air conditioning and heating, new lighting, new sound systems, new seating, things like that, that we can, in fact, have a 7,500-seat arena that we can be proud to call home.
I'm surprised that somebody's doing a basketball game there. Last basketball game I saw there was Globetrotters.
We brought in the floors, and I mean, it really looks nice. And the Kiwanis Club, who really, through the fair, has a contract with the authority to do that. They've done a marvelous job, and frankly, it's not bad as it was, but it can be a lot better.
Mayor, thanks for being in. This will be a replay, so I got to cut out on time here. Thanks for being here, my friend.
My pleasure.
News 73.1, we're going to be back with more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.